Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. What a great day it is here in Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, yes, God is still in control. He lives in Jacksonville. He lives in Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, New Mexico, Missouri, Tennessee, California, Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America. He lives everywhere. And all at the same time, we serve an amazing God, the Almighty Father. He is the Almighty God. He is the God that loves his people. He loves us with all of his heart, soul, and strength. And he told us to love him back the same way. Isn't he amazing? We serve an amazing God. Really, there are no words to describe our God. I want to say good afternoon to everyone today. I thank God for you, Father. We thank you that you're still on the throne. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're sitting on the right hand of the Almighty, interceding for us. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all the things you're doing on our behalf. We come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for your love, your kindness. Oh, my God, if it had not been for you on our side, Lord God, there's no telling where we would be today. But because of your love, your mercy, your grace, we are yet alive because of you, because of your mercy. You have great mercy upon us, oh, God. And we are thanking you today for all the mighty great things you're doing in our lives. We love and adore you. We bless you. We honor you. We honor your presence, oh, my God. Where your presence is, there's fullness of joy. There's peace, love, joy, patience, understanding, compassion, all the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. You know, besides that, all in abundant supply, there's no God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you, Jehovah. We are grateful that we could call on the name of the Most High God. We are so grateful, Father, that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. We're so grateful, Lord God, that we can call your name morning, noon, and night, and you hear before we call. You've already answered this prayer. So we say thank you ahead of time. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, goodness, goodness. Lord, many people are going through a hard time. Some have lost a loved one. Some are in war-torn countries. Some are poor and destitute. Some are hungry. Some are homeless. But, Lord, we just lift all those situations up before you because you're the God who cares about your people. You understand the situation they're going in, they're already in, and we cast their cares upon you because you care for them. So, Father, we repent before you. Because you said, who can know their errors? We may be in error right now and not know it. But Father, forgive us for every error, every trespass, every transgression, all the cares of this world. We're leaving them at your feet. But Father, we say hallelujah and welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. Thank God for each of you all. Could you believe this is the last day of May? May 31st, June is tomorrow. Yay, June. I mean, this year is moving. It seemed like it was just December, and now it is June. Half the year is almost over. What an amazing God we serve. He is so awesome and so kind. Yep, he knows your name. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. Things we don't even know about ourselves. He knows them. And sometimes he let us see him, and sometimes he don't. So it just depends. You know, the Almighty Father, he knows everything to do, and his timing is perfect. Oh, yeah, everything that he promised you shall come forth. Don't you worry about a thing. He already got it. Oh, he already ordered it already. Order your step. thank God he's ordering our steps. Because you know what? I don't know about you, but I don't know what direction to go in. I don't have a clue what direction to go in. But because he's ordering my steps, I know I'm going in the right direction. So I thank God that he is an awesome God, a mighty God, the King of Kings, the Almighty Lord. Oh, you know he knows you. He birthed you. He said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's belly, and I have great plans for you, plans you not even know about I have for you. Isn't he amazing? He has great plans. You know, the devil got evil plans. But God has awesome plans. And guess what? You won't be able to sabotage these plans he has for you. Mm-mm. You won't be able to get in your own way because they're going to happen. They're going to happen. So don't worry. God got you covered. I just love you all so much. I thank God, you know, that we serve the Almighty Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who knows our name, the one who loves us so much. Well, I thank God for you. Our scripture today is found in Psalms 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. Didn't I tell you he knew you? He knows you. He knows your fingerprints because he gave them to you. Footprints. Your boy, he even knows the color of your eyes. Isn't that amazing? Now, your skin color was chosen just by him. It was no accident that you're the skin color you are. He chose it. Isn't he good? He could have made us like a zebra, right? He is so good to us. He could have made us like a bear, grizzly, roaring, you know, but or a tree. You know, I'm telling you, the trees praise God, but he made us human beings. So I thank God today. It's time to praise God. It's songs. Yep, songs. It's time to praise God with, you know, beautiful songs of praise. We have Minister Sister Lanny McBride on with us from Jackson, Mississippi. Oh, she's a mighty woman of God. We missed her last week, but she's back this week. She was gone on a mission for the Lord. She was serving the Lord, doing his work, doing his will. So we are glad you're back, Minister Sister Lanny. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sister G, and all of the participants. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you for your life, and I am grateful, and I appreciate your sacrifice. You gave your life for my peace that passes all understanding. You keep my heart and mind. It's through Jesus Christ, the anointed one. Jesus Christ, thy only son. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Oh, I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your life, and I am grateful, and I appreciate your sacrifice. You gave your life for my peace that passes all understanding. Keep my heart and mind. It's through Jesus Christ, the anointed one. Jesus.
Jesus Christ, God on his own. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your life. Oh, God. Thank you for your God, God. And right now, Lord, I have your peace. I have your peace, Lord. I have your peace. Peace that catches all on the sand. Oh, God, I have your peace. So thankful, God, that I have your peace. All because of Jesus on Calvary. Ooh, God, I have your peace. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your life. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you glory. I give you glory, God, for your life, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your life. Because of your life, God, I have your peace.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is an amazing God. I'm so grateful that I know him, but I'm more grateful he knows us. He's a good God. He loves us so, so much. Oh, yes, he does. He loves each one of us so, so much. You know, we can't measure his love. We, human being, you could say, yeah, they love me this much. But God's love is immeasurable. He's an awesome God. Thank you so much, Sister Lanny. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, we have an awesome singer in Jacksonville, Florida. We have Jackson, Mississippi. Now, Jacksonville, Florida. Sister Mary Coleman. We're so grateful she always joins us. So we thank God for her. Good afternoon, Sister Mary Coleman. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. God is faithful.
Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, oh God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thy forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy, Lord, I see. All I've ever needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. More in thy morning, new mercy, Lord, I see. All I have ever needed, thy hand have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Glory.
Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it's time for introduction. I'm going to give the first, probably six numbers of your phone number, and if you like, you can state your name and where you're from. I'm going to start with 904-609. Would you like to give your name and where you're from? 904-609.
Yes, this is Sister Archie Newton from Jacksonville, Florida. I just joined in line maybe about a month ago, and I was joining in on the prayer group. And it looked like everything been coming against me, including my original phone number. So just keep me prayed up in the Lord, and I'm working on getting my original number fixed. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on. All right. 601-260. State your name and where you're from.
Lenny McBride in Jackson, Mississippi.
Amen. Thank you so much. 807-209. Thank you all for coming on. I apologize.
870-209. I'm Sister Irma Smith from Arkansas, from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And I called in and I'm a listener. And I'm more than sure, and I'm trusting God that one of these days he will allow me to, you know, to participate on the line. Trusting him for that in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Irma. All right, 904-703. State your name and where are you from?
Oh, that might be me. Shirley Hooks, Jacksonville,
yes.
Florida.
Thank you, Shirley. That's my cousin, y'all. 904-437. Thank you.
Robert McMillan, Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you, Brother McMillan. All right, 904-716. State your name and where you're from.
Caleb Simmons from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Thank you, Miss Caleb. That's my daughter right there, my spiritual daughter. Thank God for you all. All right.
Mine
thank
too.
You all so much. Thank you all. Yes, ma'am. That's all right. We're not going to fight for her. We're going to share. Yeah, you are her spiritual daughter too, Caleb. That's Sister Mary Coleman.
Hey, Sister
we're
Mary
not going to fight for her. All right. Sister Mary Coleman. I'm so grateful you joined us today. Would you mind praying for families all over the world, families?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name of Lord Jesus, thanking you for your presence. Heavenly Father, we come praying for families all over the world. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you cover them, Heavenly Father, with the blood of Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, for their protection as they come and go. We pray, Heavenly Father, for their health, their strength. We pray that if there be any sickness in their bodies, Heavenly Father, that you would remove it. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will hunger and thirst for your word. Yes, Lord. We pray that your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, would lead and guide them. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will walk in the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. They will walk in the fruits of the Spirit with love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, and goodness. We pray, Heavenly Father, no weapons formed against them will prosper. No harm and danger will overtake them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God is an awesome
amen.
God. I thank God for that. It blessed me. Hallelujah. All right. You know, it's scripture search time. Time to get those Bibles out, computers out, whatever you're going to use to search the word. You got to search the word, see if we still be in the faith. We may have dropped out the faith. We don't know. But the word is going to let us know when we read the word. It's going to tell us if we still in the faith. All right. I know we're still in the faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this scripture. Now, this scripture is it's in the New Testament, and it's written by Paul. So I'll read it to you, and you tell me where it's found, book, chapter, verse. But now we see through a glass, a mirror, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. Where is that scripture? We got Bible. Everybody on here is a Bible scholar. Thank God.
Come on, search it out. 1 Corinthians 13 and 12.
All right, read it.
So now we see through a glass darkly, but then the face.
Okay. That's correct. Thank you so much, face to face. All right.
Oh, I got it now. Now for we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but that shall I know even as I am known.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Next scripture. This one is the New Testament book. It's also written by Paul. It's one of the epistles. That's a clue. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Where is that one found? But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Where is that one found?
Is it 2 Corinthians 3:18?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Kay. Read it.
Okay, it goes, and we all who are with unveiled faces complete the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I tell you, we got Bible scholars on here. You guys are doing a great job. I'm so proud of you. All right, next scripture. This one is a general epistle. It's written by James, brother of Jesus. If any be a bearer, a hearer, I'm sorry, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass mirror. Where is that one found? If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a person beholding his natural face in a mirror. Where is that?
Is that James 1:22?
Mm-hmm.
Shirley, that's you?
Yes.
What? You're close.
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. But he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Good job. Y'all doing great. All right, the next scripture is the Old Testament scripture written by Solomon. As in water, faith answers to faith, so the heart of man to man. Where is that one found? It's an Old Testament scripture written by Solomon. You know what books he wrote? As in water, faith answers to faith, so the heart of man to man.
Proverbs 27:19.
All right, you're on a roll, Michelle. You got three of them. Go ahead, read it.
As in water, faith reflects faith, so the heart of a man reflects man.
Amen. Good job. All right. The next one is Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second, like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Where is that found? And read it.
Matthew 22:37.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind.
Up at 39.
Yes, ma'am. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Excellent. All right, so I'm going to ask somebody else if you could find that same scripture, Matthew 22:37-39, in the Message Bible. Who want to find that one in the Message Bible? What's your name?
Simon.
Oh. Taylor?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Go find
you said Matthew.
In the Message Bible.
You said Matthew.
22. 37-39. The one you just read.
Yes,
find it in the Message Bible. All right. Okay.
Yes,
we'll come back to you. Hold
yes,
on. Who wants to find it in the Matthew 22:37-39 in the New Living Testament? Who wants to find that in the New Living Testament? State your name.
Mary Coleman.
All right. Thank you, Sister Mary. All right. Who wants to find in the NIV Bible? Matthew 22:37-39. NIV Bible.
I will. Yes.
I'd love to know your name.
Shirley.
Shirley. Okay, thank you. I recognize your voice. All righty. Okay, so go ahead, Kayla. Matthew 2, when you all read it, just read where it's found and read it for me. Caleb, you
heard. Matthew 22, verses 37-39 in the Message translation. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and integrity. This is the most important, the first on any list,
But there's a second to set aside it. Love others as well as you love yourself. These two commandments are pegged. Everything in God's law and the prophets hang from them.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay. Sister Mary Coleman, New Living Testament, Matthew 22:37-39.
You know, I have it, but I think it's NIV. I don't think it's the New Living.
Okay.
I thought it was the New Living, but it's not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you find in the New Living, and I'll call on the next person. I'll come back to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Shirley, you have NIV.
I lost my spot. Hold on a minute. I think I got it.
Okay.
22:39 in NIV. And the second is like unto it.
Matthew 22:37-39.
Oh, 37.
39.
Pride, love the Lord.
Right.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. 38, this is the first and greatest commandment. 39, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Mary Coleman, you have the New Living Translation. Okay.
Okay. You said from 37 to 39?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay. Excellent. Very good. Thank you all so much. So today our message is about mirror talk, and I'm going to need some Bible readers. So the first scripture that I need someone to read is Job 3:25. State your name, and make sure you write it down what scripture I'm giving you. Job 3:25.
Sister Laney.
Okay, thank you, Sister Laney. Job 3:25. Okay, the next scripture is Job 13:15. Take your name.
Shirley.
You want to read it. All right, Shirley. Okay.
13,
the next
15.
Scripture is Job 13:15. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, the next scripture is Matthew 26:40. Take your name. You want to read that one?
Mary Coleman.
Okay, thank you, Sister Mary Coleman. All right, let's see. The next scripture is Matthew 22:37-39. Boy, we love that one today, huh? Who wants to read that one? Matthew 22:7-39.
Mary Coleman, I'll read it.
All right. Okay. Let me see. I don't have any more here. Yes, I have another one. 1 Peter 4:8. What's your name? 1 Peter 4:8. Who wants to read that?
Linda, I'll read it.
Thank you, Sister Linda. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much. I'm well, thank you.
All righty. Thank you all so much. I appreciate you all. Okay. So as I said a few minutes ago, the title of our scripture is Mirror Talk. You ever, you know, been in the mirror, in your face in the mirror? Yep, sometimes you get in the mirror. You know, you brush your teeth in the mirror. You look to see how your makeup look in the mirror, put eyelashes on the mirror. Whatever it is you do in the mirror, we look in the mirror, right? Mirror, a mirror is a reflective surface that reflects a clear image. A mirror is a reflective surface that reflects a clear image. It doesn't matter what size or shape the mirror is. When you look in it, you will see the same image. When you look in your mirror, what do you see when you look in your mirror? Does your mirror show what you want to see? Do you say, mirror, mirror on the wall, show me what you see? Does the image you see in the mirror reflect someone else? Does your mirror reflect your mom, your dad, your sister, or someone else? When you look in your mirror, do you see your eyes, your nose, your teeth, your smile, your frown, your wrinkles? What do you see when you look in your mirror? When you look in your mirror on your wall, does it show a different image than the mirror in your car? What about your handheld mirror? Does it show a different you? Is your image the same in all the mirrors that you look in? If you look in your mirror and you saw a different person, would you run? Or would you say, who are you? How did you get in my mirror? The word of God is like a mirror. It shows us what is wrong in our sinful heart. You know, you look and say, oh, I got a bump right here. I got a mole right here. I got, it's a smudge right here. Well, the word of God is like a mirror. It shows us what's wrong, sinful in our lives, hearts, ways, or behavior towards God and others. It also shows us the good. Yeah. So it shows us both sides, the flip side, the good and the evil. Do you think Job, what do you think Job saw when he looked in the mirror? If, he looked in his mirror, what do you think he would see? Job 325, Sister Lani?
Job 325. For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me.
Yeah. He was so, I don't know if he looked in the mirror, but he was fearing something. He said, wait a minute. You know, you ever look in the mirror and you go like, wow. You know, I know for me, I'm getting gray hairs on my chin. I'm like, where'd you come from? Get out. You look in the mirror and you say, uh-oh. That thing that I was afraid of has come upon me. That's what Job said. Job needed the support. But something happened. You know the story where God and, you know, God was, you know, just asking a question. He said, listen, where are you going, Satan? He said, I'm going to and fro in the earth. He said, wait a minute. Have you considered my servant Job? Now, listen, I want to ask you all a question. Did God say to Satan about you, Sister Mary Coleman, Sister Caleb, Sister Brother McMillan, Shirley, Irma, Sister Lani, Sister Ossie, Sister Linda? Did God have a conversation with the devil about you? Have you considered my servant? Yeah.
Come on.
You know, they're faithful. He said, you're faithful in all. He said, you're faithful in all your ways. During that time, Job needed the support of his family, his friends. But he got no support. You know what he got? Criticism. His wife said to him something bad. Why don't you just curse God and die? And he said, I'm sorry, did you say something to me? Hello? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So he said, why don't you just curse God and die? He said, you know what Job told her? Can I receive evil as well as good at the hand of God? Job knew the word. Okay, so, and then his friends were criticizing him. I mean, they were really criticizing him. They were talking so bad about him. They're like, wait a minute now. All right, Charlie, you got Job 13:15?
Yes, ma'am. Are you saying 12 and 15?
Job 13:15. Job 13:15.
Yes, ma'am.
15.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Behold, he who withholdeth the water, and they dry up, also sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth.
Is that it, Job? Job 13:15, unless I wrote it wrong.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, maybe I was wrong. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him.
All right. So Job's friends and his wife, they were saying evil things. Job, you must have did something. I know you sinned, Job. Wow, you know, you going through all this stuff. You had to do something, Job. What did you do, Job? You lying, Job, if you didn't do nothing. I know you say you ain't do nothing, but you did something. So he said, okay. Job had a lot of faith in God. He said, even if God kill me, I'm going to trust him. He said, I'm going to trust in God no matter what. He said, I will maintain my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before him. In other words, Job said, look, I ain't lying. I'm telling the truth. Now, I don't know why. So God took my house, my children, my 10 children. I don't know why he took everything I own. I don't know, but if I did something, I'm not aware of it. I didn't do nothing. So, you know, each of us may be going through something, and you go like, well, Jesus, I didn't sin. Why am I going through this? Did he say, have you considered my servant? Put your name in the blank. Have you considered? You say, Lord, you know my back hurt? I don't know why I'm going through this. Lord, you know my child is cutting up. I had to go to school, my grandchild. You know, you say, well, Lord, you know, they didn't fire me from the job. I didn't do nothing. You say, Lord, my neighbors don't even speak to me. I didn't do nothing. No, have you considered my servant? You said, Lord, you know they look cross-eyed at me. And even, you know, don't you remember when said, Lord, I could have understood it if it was my enemy, but it was my own familiar friend. You know, the one I went to church with every Sunday, the one that, you know, ate dinner at my house, that's the one that came against me. I didn't do nothing. You know what Job said. Though he slay me. Now, can we say that?
Yet will I trust
him.
Can
you say it? Yes. Yeah, we got to trust him through every situation. We got to trust. It may, you know, usually it's not what it looks like. You go like, hey, it can't get no worse, but it can. I'm sure Job thought when he lost his house, it couldn't get worse, but then all 10 of his children died too, and then he lost everything he owned. It could get worse. But we got to thank God for what it is right now. During our times of despair and desperation, we need support from our family, but many times we walk alone. During those times, God draws closer, and he do a work in us. He was doing a work in Job. You know, Job said, listen, this is what he learned. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He learned to trust in God. And you know who else learned to trust in God? Jonah. Jonah got caught up in the belly of a big fish. You know, God gave him an assignment. And has God given you an assignment and you went the other way? He may have told you, look, I want you to go down on South Street, and I want you to do this and that and the other. And you said, okay, God, you agreed verbally, but then you went down on North Street. So you kept going the wrong way. After God said, okay, well, he ain't going to do what I told him to do. That's okay. He got caught up in the belly of a big fish 3 days. I bet you when he came out, you know that game that children used to play, I give. I bet you he gave this. You don't have to do no more, God. I'm going to Nineveh, and I'm going to tell those people what you Yeah. What do you think Jesus saw? If Jesus had a mirror, what do you think he saw? Do you think he saw God in the mirror looking back at him? I think that's what he saw. Isn't that what we all want to see when we look in the mirror? We want to see God's image looking in the mirror at us. We want to see you know what, God, you know, all we want to see a face of righteousness, not a face of unrighteousness. We want to see that. The Bible is the mirror that I'm talking about. I know I talked about that hand mirror, but now we're switching to the Bible mirror of God. We must look in the Bible and see the reflection of God when we look in there. The Bible tells us who we need to be and what we need to do to be that person that will please God. You know, sometimes you may say, well, God, I'm doing as best I can. I can't give this up yet. No, I know you said for me to give up the pork chop, but, you know, I can't give it up yet. I know you said, Lord God, that you know, I'm supposed to read the word three times, but, Lord, I can't give up love of life yet. I got to, you know, as Jeopardy comes on, Lord, I can't give that up yet. Let me do that first, and then I'm going to do what you tell me to do. You know, Jesus, let me tell you something about Jesus. He was misunderstood. He walked alone even when his disciples were right there with him. Sister Mary Coleman is going to tell us what he said in Matthew 26:40.
Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep wait with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, so even during Jesus' most crucial hour, he had to walk alone. You know, he carried his own cross. He had to walk alone. The disciples hid because they were in fear. What is fear? False evidence appearing real. Have you ever, you know, driven down the street and you saw something, flashed before, and then you looked again? It wasn't what you thought, right? That's what fear is. You know, fear is false evidence appearing real. You see something, and then you look again, you go, oh, that looked like, but it wasn't what you thought. Fear is not real. Fear isn't real. Fear is an illusion. Another word or acronym for fear is false emotions appearing real. You know, sometimes our emotions can get the best of us. You heard somebody say, you know, the storm. Let me put your phone on mute for me. You hear somebody say, the storm is coming. Boy, those emotions get so hot. You done imagine the storm coming and knocking your house down and you were homeless. You done imagine all these things because of fear, right? Let me put your phone on mute for me, please. So you imagine all these things just because of fear. But, you know, when you grab a hold of your emotion and then you say, oh, my God, you could do what Jesus did. He said, I know. He said, listen, Father, let this cup pass from me. If it be, let this cup. But when he knew he had to face it, he gained the strength from the Father. That's what we got to do. When you know you got to face something, you got to go in the Word and gain strength from the Father. You got to call on God like never before. You got to gain that strength. You got to get your emotions in check and say, listen here, I know God is in control. You know, I already told all y'all already I was in Hurricane Katrina. I had to walk in water up to my chest almost. And the realization hit me, well, if God could take care of me in Hurricane Katrina, he's going to take care of me in any situation that I have to face, right? You have to go in the lion's den? Yeah, he's going to shut the mouth of the lion. If you have to go in the fiery furnace, when you come out, you're not going to smell like smoke. But we got to get rid of the fear. It's a false image appearing real. I got the thanks of God talking with me today. Fear is appearing real. So it's also, you know, we got to get, you know, in the face of God. We got to face everything and rise up. We got to face. How do we rise up? through the God, through our God. That's the only way we can rise up. The devil tried to put us down and keep us under his foot. But we have authority over the devil. God gave us that authority. You know, the devil seemed like a Goliath, but he really like an ant. So when he roars,
okay,
he can't do nothing. We must face things we fear, whether it's a situation or a person. That's why we must read, study, pray, and obey. Don't forget that part. You know, you said, well, I read all my 40 scriptures today. Yeah, you know, I prayed, you know, 10 times today. But did you obey what you read? That's the thing about it. You know, it takes courage to obey God. You know, I'm telling you, when the disciple wanted to walk out to Jesus on the water, it took courage. And when he stepped out, he forgot to keep his eyes on Jesus. And he started to sink. So don't forget, keep your eyes on Jesus so you won't sink. All right, the first commandment and the second commandment is crucial for our existence in life. It's crucial to our existence in everyday life. We must live the first and second commandment daily. All right, Sister Mary Coleman, you got that scripture. Go ahead.
You said Matthew 22:37-39.
Yes, ma'am.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. So we've been hearing that over and over today, Matthew 22:37-39, how we're to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and how we're to love each other. So it must be something important about that, right? It's very, very important that we learn to love God. And, you know, that's a lot of loving. I mean, when you give up, mm-hmm. In other words, it means die. I'm sorry, somebody keep telling me something, and I don't know. What you saying? Hello? Okay. So it throws me off when you do it. So if you put your phone on mute, you can shout, holler, scream. You can say hallelujah, amen, all you want. As soon as you say something to me, I think you're talking to me, and it throws me off. So no problem. Okay. I forgot what I was saying. So the first and second great commandments are the greatest commandments, okay? All right. So fear can cause us to have conflict. I will fear no evil. So when it looks like, you know, evil stuff is happening, we can't fear because it's a false evidence appearing real. We cannot have fear. We got to trust in God. So as I was saying, the first and great commandment, you got to give up who you are. You got to die to yourself. You have to die to yourself. In order to love God, you got to die to yourself. What does it mean to die to yourself? You say, well, Lord, I'm hungry. He said, I want you to fast for 48 hours. You go like, but Lord, I'm hungry. That's dying to yourself. He said, Lord, you know, Sister so-and-so she, and Brother so-and-so, they were talking about me, and you know, I'm thinking about doing, you got to die to yourself. You die to your emotions, die to your feelings. He said, well, Lord, I don't want to, you know, have to face what the doctor said, but, you know, you got to face what Dr. Jesus said. Die to your emotions. Die to yourself. Dr. Jesus already gave the report even before you went to the doctor. You got to die to yourself. Okay, so fear causes us to have conflicts with others in our family, on our job, yes, even in our church. Fear. Because, you know, you've had all this history of you know, hurt, all these hurts that's come upon you. And you say, yeah, that happened to me before, and they piled up. But then you got to let them go. You say, Lord, I let go of what happened to me in 1956. I let go of what happened to me in 1917. I let go of what happened to me in 1923. I let go of what happened to me in 1988. Whatever it is, we got to let go and let God. What if I told you most of the conflicts that we had, most of the conflicts that we had is with somebody else, whether it's your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, or your friend, is because you are mirroring each other. When you have a conflict with somebody, it's because whatever you're seeing in them is something you don't like in you, in yourself. So when you're having a conflict with somebody, you go like, well, Lord, why am I having this conflict? Look inside of you and see what's going on. Psalm 27 says, of whom shall I be afraid? So don't be afraid to look at your own flaws, because we all got them. The Bible said no good thing can come from our flesh. You know, we're all alike in some ways, and we're all different in some ways. But when we have that conflict with another person, generally, in some way, we're like them, and it's something about us that in us that we dislike. And so what's on the inside of you that's irritating you, and, you know, it's something that you see in another person that's irritating you, is really on the inside of you as well. So you got to do a image reflection. You got to look in the mirror and say, Lord, you know what? She real stubborn. You say, uh-oh, I'm real stubborn too. That's why we butting heads. You say, but Lord, you know, they looked at me cross-eyed. Yep, you looked at somebody cross-eyed too. You say, Lord, you see my child? I don't know what's wrong with this child. I done told this child this a million times. Now, how many times did your parents have to tell you that? You like that person, right? It's because you see yourself in them, or they see themselves in you. And both parties need to learn something from each other. If you say it's green and they say it's blue, the conflict begins. But what if you were right and they were right? Can both of you be right? Yes. From their perspective, they're correct. And from your perspective, you're correct. What if, when I was a child, when two children fussed, one of them would say, I give. I don't know if y'all played that game, I give. That's very precious, spirit of humility. What do you think Jesus saw when he looked in the mirror? I'm sorry, I apologize. We already went over that. Most times, we need to back up and pray. When you're having a conflict with someone, most times we need to back up and pray. Ask God to show you what the problem is in the conflict with another person. You might say, I'm not like that person. I'm nothing like that person I'm having a conflict with. But you must remember, we're not always right. When we are right, when we make ourselves right, we make somebody else wrong. Humility will help us look at things from their perspective. Could we shift and say, listen, you know, maybe they are right, and maybe it's the way I'm looking at it. I need to listen more closely to what they're saying and, you know, look at things from their perspective. You know, there's an old saying, walk a mile in my shoes. And that's difficult, to walk in somebody else's shoes. I can't hardly walk in my own shoes, more or less in somebody else's shoes. So most of the time, you know, we just got to stop and pray. Humility will help us look at things from their perspective. You could be right and they could be right. So, you know, a lot of times we grew up was, no, they wrong and I'm right. No, I know I'm right because I saw that. You know, we gotta just defend ourselves. But what if we didn't have to defend ourselves? What if we said, well, you know what? You could be right. Well, let me look. explain to me what you mean. I'm sorry, I don't understand. And, you know, I knew a wise person that said, meaning is in people. Somebody could say good morning to you, and you could flip out. You go like, what you want? You know, it wasn't anything they said. It was something on the inside of you. I was in Walmart one time, and I was in the line, checkout line. And I mean, this is the cashier, she was snapping at everybody that came through the line. When I got up there, I said, ooh, are you okay? And she relaxed, and she said, no. I was awake most of the night. I couldn't sleep, and I had to get up and go to work, and I don't feel good, and blah, blah. I said, but it's going to be all right. And she just, you know, I could have went up there and said, look here, miss, you don't be fussing at me, blah, blah, blah. I could have, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make myself right, right? I didn't want to make her wrong either. I wanted to know, well, what's going on. But what I did was I just allowed her to get rid of whatever that was bugging her. So that's what we do sometimes. We got to take the back seat sometimes because, you know what, we're not always right. Nobody is, only God. All right, now, we got to be humble. We got to be very humble. Proverbs 16:19 says, better to be an humble spirit with the lowly than divide the spoil with the proud. 22:4 says, but humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Proverbs 29:23 says, a man's pride shall bring him pride. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Isaiah 57:15. Thus saith the Lord, high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. Matthew 18:4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatness in the kingdom of heaven. So that's what we have to do. We have to humble ourselves and be as a child. You know, children can be fighting. One minute, next minute, they playing. And you go like, well, what happened? We got to be humble like that. We got to have a spirit of humility. We got to humble ourselves because when we look in the mirror of God's word, we are not, you know, we're not always right. And it says, Sister Mary Coleman read it more than once, we got to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. That's a lot of loving. That means we got to give up who we think we are. You know, we think we this and we think we that, but no, who does God say we are? And then we got to love each other like we love ourselves. When we learn to love God, love ourselves, we're going to learn to love each other. And we're going to let all that go. All right, Sister Linda, you have 1 Peter 4:8.
First Peter 4:8. Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sin. Love forgives and disregards the offenses of others.
Hey, man, I like that version. What version is that?
Amplified.
All right. I like that. Thank you so much. Amplified version. We got to love each other. You know why? Because we all have faults. All of us, the only persons who don't have fault is God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. If you in human skin, you got fault, right? We all got fault. So we look at that image in the mirror. Who do we see? I'm not talking about that physical mirror. I'm talking about the Word of God. That's what we got to look into, the Word of God. That's the mirror that we need to look into every day. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, We just thank you, oh God, that you are our God and you are the Most High God. And you made us in your image, knowing that we would sin against you. The love you have for us is so amazing. Even though we sin against you, you forgive us quickly. Help us to have that same spirit that you have towards one another. Help us to love each other like we love ourselves. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made. We're rejoicing because some people didn't make it into this day, but you have given us abundant life, health, and strength. We thank you that we can hear your word clear than ever before. Give us ears to hear what your spirit says to us. As we heard the word today, let that word go deep in us and do a work, whatever work needs to be done, do that work within us, oh God. And we honor your presence, and we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, because you are the Most High God. You are the God that loves us. You love us so much, and we appreciate your love, oh God. Help us to love you back with all of our heart, with all of our strength, with all of our soul. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, it's prayer time. Present. We thank God for each of you all coming on today, and we're going to be praying, and then we're going to be getting off, but I just love you all so much. I thank God for putting you all in my life. I thank God for the divine connection. He's a good God. He's an awesome God. He knows who we put in our life, and he knows who to out. Sometimes you go like, well, look, I ain't heard from whoever, Joe Sue, in 10 years. Why? Maybe God took him out. I ain't heard from, whomever, light, whatever. In 3-4 days, maybe God took him out, your life. Or maybe they haven't heard from you. Maybe God took you out of their life. So don't worry. The only person we really need is God. That's what we really need. That's what we got to spend more time with him. So the Bible says in James 5:16, the effectual fervor prayer, they confess your faults one to another. So, a lot of times, we say, oh, I'm going to tell this to. I did this and I did the other and I did the other. I don't want to tell anybody that. You know what? But, we got to let it go and tell somebody. And then we got to confess our faults. Then we got to pray for each other that, God's will be done. So, the first prayer request. My spiritual daughter, Micheline, Aunt LaChloe's mother, is traveling for a work assignment. So I want someone to pray for her while she's on her assignment. Need a volunteer.
Yes, this is Linda. I will. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for this great opportunity that you have put before us, God, the Bible study, Lord, study to do, study to obey, study to listen and observe and not walk away and forget what manner of man we are. So we thank you for this opportunity. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up Chloe's mom. We lift her up, Father, as she have been assigned to a work, to travel for a work responsibility, Father. We ask that you would cover her, keep her, however way she travels. We pray for traveling mercies, Father, in Jesus' name, where whatever her responsibility is, that she would do it well. She would do it in your wisdom and your knowledge, Father. And while she's away from her family, cover them, cover her children, keep them, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. For you have already paved a way for her to go. God, let her walk in your way, walk in truth. Lord God, that this assignment will be fulfilled in Jesus' mighty name, that she will fulfill her purpose and her duties as you have required in Jesus' name, Father. And then, oh God, as she sat in meetings, as she has to do what she's doing, what she's been called to do, put those people around her that will understand, those people that will be sensitive in Jesus' mighty name. There won't be any fear brought upon her in Jesus' mighty name, that she would walk in your truth. She would walk in your compassion, Father God. She would walk in your peace in Jesus' mighty name. We just thank you for keeping not only her covered as she go and come, but also her family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, I need somebody to pray for our toddlers, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin. What's the volunteer?
Mary.
Okay, Sister Mary, go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We praise your name, Lord. We praise all. Thank all that you do. Thank you, Lord. And we just want to pray for the toddlers that we've had an opportunity to hear about and to pray for them as they are growing and maturing and healing and all. So, Lord, we just thank you for the toddlers. Zoe, Chloe, and Revere. And you know the name if there was someone amiss. So we just thank you, Lord, for your blessing. And help us, Lord, to be ever prayerful for these toddlers and for all of the toddlers around the world, Lord. They need you, and they need to feel your presence in their lives as they grow, and for their families. Let them also feel your presence, and that we would continue to love them and pray for them. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to pray for these toddlers. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, I need somebody to volunteer to pray for our senior citizens for excellent health, vitality, and strength. Who wants to volunteer to pray for the senior citizens? Excellent health, vitality, and strength. Hello? Somebody, pray for the senior citizens.
Mary Coleman, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the Master's name, Lord Jesus. You who are the giver of life and of death. You, Heavenly Father, who have infinite goodness and mercy, we come exalting, magnifying, glorifying, praising your holy name. Come lifting up the seniors of all over the world, Father, praying for their safety, protection, their health. Pray, Heavenly Father, that you give them the strength they need to face any challenges that's before them, Father. Pray for those that's in the hospital, in the nursing homes, at home with their families. Pray, Heavenly Father, that the families, the nurses, and the doctors will be alert and attentive to their needs. They will give them the quality care, Heavenly Father, they need and that they deserve. We pray, Heavenly Father, if any of them are feel forgotten, our forsaken, Heavenly Father, that you would give them courage. They feel alone. You would give them comfort, Lord. They feel rejected, Father. You would give them hope. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you guide their hearts and their minds. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, Heavenly Father, I bring your word back to your remembrance. You said in Isaiah 46:4 that even when our hair turns gray, that you still would be there carrying us. Yes, Lord, that you would protect us and that sustained us. And I know your word to be true. I pray these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank God for the prayers today. Is there anyone that needs specific prayer today? State your name, and I'll pray for you.
Yes, this is Linda. My cousin Ernestine, 3 days ago, she had open-heart surgery, and it was successful. They got her up. She began to walk, but then she had a stroke, and now she's in ICU, and she has a blood clot on her brain. So they're giving her, like, they did surgery, so they're giving her, like, 24 hours to see how the surgery affected the blood clot.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, you know Ernestine, you birthed her into this world in America. And, Lord, we are thanking you for all that you're doing for Ernestine. And, Lord, sometimes the trying of our faith work is patience. But, Lord, let patience have her perfect work. You are there with Ernestine. You will never leave her. You will never forsake her. And healing is her portion. So, Father, remove any fear from her. Help her to trust in you. Keep her eyes fixed on you in the name of Jesus. But Father, she knows your name. We are grateful you know her name. And you said, beloved, above all, Ernestine, I know what you're going through. I'm there with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But Father, she needs a great healing. She needs you to come like yesterday. But Lord, come quickly and be her help and her helper in her time of need. You said, beloved, above all, Ernestine, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. You said you bless her bread, her water, and take sickness away from her. So, Father, we are trusting in you. We believe in your word, and we are thanking you for coming forth in a quick way in Jesus' name. Amen. Any more requests? Any more specific requests? Hello?
Mary Coleman. Mary Coleman. I'd like prayer for myself because I'm going to be traveling quite a bit. For 2 weeks, I'm going to be like going cross country with my family. And I'd like you to pray for my family as well. And then I'm going to be going to Mexico the end of August. So I'm be doing quite a bit of traveling, and I pray that you guys keep me in your prayers.
All right. Father, you heard your daughter, Mary Coleman's request. Lord, I thank you that you're on the highways, the byways, you're in the ocean, in the ships, in the planes, in the air. You're on the train. There's no mode of transportation that you don't know about, able to keep it all safe. So Father, even as they get the car checked out, checking the engine, the oil, the gas, everything, oh God, we thank you for them getting everything in order before they travel from one place to the other. Whatever mode of transportation they're taking, Lord God, you are with them. We appreciate you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you're going to do for Mary, as she go and as she come back. We thank you that she will have a safe trip everywhere they go, her and her family, Lord, and they will return safely. We appreciate you, Lord God. There's no place that you're not. We agree with your plan for their lives, and we thank you that it'll be a fun trip, an enjoyable trip, almost like a family reunion. There'll be lots of laughter, lots of fun, and fun times. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We plead the blood of Jesus over them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Irma would like prayer for her eye. I have an eye appointment tomorrow. And the doctor called and told me that, you know, he was going to try a new something you know, on my eye, and I'm just, you know, asking prayer that it will be successful, that I'll be able to read God's word in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. Father, we thank you that you made the human body, you created it, and you blew your very breath into our body. So, Father, we thank you for Sister Irma's request. And, Lord, you know she's been having problems with her eyesight for quite a while. And her most desirable request is that she be able to see clear. In the name of Jesus, no fogginess, no cloudiness in her eyes, no shadows in her eyes, but every portion of her eyes, the iris, every portion of her eyes is healed in the name of Jesus. The nerve endings, every portion of her eyes. We thank you that you sent the word and healed them. Send the word and heal her eyes. And even as it's a new technique, we thank you that she will have no fear, oh God, because we know fear is not of you. And she will trust in you, the Almighty, knowing that you're going before her, you're going with her, and she will return, oh God. We pray, Father God, for excellent eyesight, not just for her, but for all of us, 20/20 vision in the natural and in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any more requests? I think it's one more, so I'll wait a minute. One more request. All right. Well, Father, we pray for unspoken requests. We thank you, Lord God, that you hear even the unspoken requests, the requests that we don't even say out loud, that you are the God who knows everything. You said your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand, and you know our thoughts are far off. Cover all of us on the line with the blood of Jesus and our families. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that heals us. You're Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. You're Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Put peace within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we agree with your plan, and we thank you for all that you're doing. Help us not to resist you, but to embrace you. Embrace your plans, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lead us by your Holy Spirit daily. Help us to surrender all to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cover us, our families, with the blood of Jesus. I thank you for all that you've done today, all that you do for us over the years to come, all the things you've done. We appreciate you, our God. We honor your presence. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are almighty. We know nothing is impossible to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, I have an announcement. We're going to be off the air for a while. I'm going to be doing a summer camp, boys to men, girls to ladies, here in Jacksonville. And it's going to be, you know, hands-on. So won't be on the radio for a while. But we'll let you know a week or two before we're coming back on, as the Lord leads us. I have enjoyed you all so much. I thank God for the opportunity for you all to come on every Wednesday. We will still be on Tuesday for the prayer line. And so just be praying for me that things will go according to God's plan, that I will, you know, spend time in the secret place, listen to his voice and be obedient, be sensitive to his spirit. Because, you know, when you work with children, you got to be very sensitive to the spirit of God, because they are, you know, very, very precious to him. So I thank God for the children that he's going to send for me to work with. And you all, like I said, keep me in prayer. I love you all. You all have my phone number, so it's not like you can't reach me. We could talk, you know. How you doing, Sister G? Send me a little text praying. I'm praying for you, or whatever it is. I appreciate it. I love each of you. I appreciate you all so much. But you already know God loves you much more than I have the capacity to do so, but I can love you as much as I love myself. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, anybody want to say anything before we close out?
I would just like to say to you, Just go in God as you always do, being very sensitive to his spirit, knowing his voice. His sheep knows his voice, and another they won't follow. Just walk in the wisdom of God, the truth of God, in the endeavor to work with the little souls that you've been so constantly and mindful of all these years, praying for them, interceding for them, interceding for their family. So now you'll become face-to-face with children. Might not be all of the ones that you prayed for, but those that God will give you, you will have a special anointing to deal with them, to even speak that much more spiritual increases into their lives. God bless you in your endeavor. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Linda. That was encouraging. I taught her grandson when he was about 2 years old, and I think her granddaughter was about 3 or 4 or 5, somewhere in there. And now her granddaughter's grown, 18, 19, and her grandson is a teenager. So I thank God for that opportunity. They were such a blessing. Now, look, I was teaching them, but I learned more from them, from the children. Thank you for the encouragement. Amen. Anybody else before we close out?
I touch and agree with the encouragement you received.
Thank you, Sister Irma. I appreciate it.
And Sister G, but the other sisters have said, I did hope, love you, and thank you so much for all that you do for all of the children, and that I'm excited about the blessing that you are going to be to the children that you work with this year. Thank you for your program. I will miss being here, but I love you, and we'll be praying for you.
Yes.
Love you too. Thank you. Anybody else before we close up?
I just want to say, this is Mary Coleman. I just want to say that you know how I feel. I tell you all the time how much I love you, and that the Lord placed you in my life. Not only you, I just wanted to say to all the women that's on the program that I love all you guys, and I thank God for being in the presence of all you guys. Sister Laney, I'm hoping that one day I meet you. Sister Laney's in she's in Jackson, Mississippi. My home
yes,
is Gulfport,
right,
so I'm not.
She had to go now, but she's our Brother McMillan is on here, so we do have a gentleman on here.
Oh, well, you know, we love you too.
Thank you,
Brother McMillan, for being on. We appreciate you.
No problem.
Man.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very clear.
Okay, thank you. I finally got that mute button off today.
Amen. Thank you so much for being on with us. We appreciate you.
Not a problem.
All right, anybody else? We're getting ready to close out now. I thank God for you. I love you all so much. You know God loves you. Till day, week, month, year. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind.
Amen.